Dozens of militants have been killed as two Al-Qaeda-linked militant groups fight against each other at the Iraq-Syria border. The clashes between the so-called the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, and the Al-Nusra Front centered around the border town of Abu Kamal, from which ISIL was kicked out earlier this year.
The terror groups are trying to capture land around the border to make terror states. They're trying to create sectarian war.
Monitoring groups say ISIL is advancing in Abu Kamal and had taken control of several districts previously held by al-Nusra and other terrorist groups.
The ISIL had been active in Anbar province. The military strikes pushed them to other areas. That's why they went through the border. Iraq and Syria have now become a yard that attracts foreign fighters because this region has become an arena for conflict.
This is the work of foreign agendas. They are sending Al-Qaeda to weak areas to cause chaos and destroy the entire region.
In the meantime, the Iraqi security forces are on high alert on the Iraqi side of the border in case of any potential attacks.
Militants fighting the Syrian government have been engaged in infighting since January 2013. The fighting has taken place at several strategic locations, including the Turkish border with Syria. The fighting is mostly a power struggle over land and has left hundreds of militants dead. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.